Hi, I'm Tasia, the Jill of all trades.
And I'm Farron, your Bohemian baddie.
And we are Millennial Frequency.
The top is hot, the top is hot, the top is hot, the top is hot.
Hey y'all, it is Tasia and it is Millennial Frequency. I am doing a Hot Topics this week and I definitely want to kind of shuffle through this real quick. But it's a lot of little interesting things that have happened this particular week. So, I don't know if you follow him on Facebook, Instagram, specifically Instagram, because that's kind of like my best medium as well. Shameless plug, definitely follow me as I_am_TEZY on Instagram. But I deflect. So, 21 Savage, the rapper from Atlanta, by the way, of Britain. He actually is a little crooner. So, he's always singing these R&B 90s songs. So, he actually uploaded something about that today. Via the Shade Room, he said, I'm singing R&B this time on tour. So, are y'all excited to hear 21 Savage sing R&B? I mean, I don't know about his vocal skills, but I know he's very passionate about that old school R&B. So, it would be really cool to kind of see what that looks like, feels like. And if you got a ticket, definitely get into the comment section and let us know how it goes. Moving forward. The next thing that's been like a hot topic, first off, I just got to give it up to her. She's a young lady. She's from Houston. I'm from Dallas, but we're both from Texas. And she is holding it down for all the stallions in the world. I happen to be 5'3", so I'm not a part of that group. But she's totally dope. Meg the Stallion. Now, your girl Meg the Stallion has been on the Shade Room often. Her buzz is catching wildfire, okay? And so she actually had a post from the Shade Room today. She's stepping outside of this van with Moneybagg Yo. And people are saying that she was spotted with him. Now, I mean, for some reason, folks think that you can't have male companionship. To our knowledge, she's not married. She's not in a relationship, so she can do what she wants. So here's the speculation. I don't think so. I just think that he's a really good friend and they've collaborated. They've done a song together. So why wouldn't she be hanging out with someone that she can confide in? Let's not jump to conclusions. If you feel another opportunity to get in the comment section that men and women can genuinely be friends, platonic friends, let us know. Say yes and we'll go from there. If you don't believe so, say no. All right. Okay, and last but not least, this is also via the Shade Room. Nipsey Hussle's Day, Appreciation Day in Harlem, is officially June 1st. I think this is awesome. I think it's great that Nipsey Hussle was able to make an impact to any and everyone from hood to hood, sea to sea. I just wish that we would have held on and celebrated him a lot more while he was on Earth. But you know, it's just kind of a part of it. You never really know what you have until it's gone. So rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Thank you for your service, for your love and your dedication. And we will continue the marathon. Thank you all for listening to this segment of Your Hot Topics by Tasia.
Segment is about our millennial declaration to express what the is going on in the world.
We have 20 questions that need answers.
And clearly we don't have them.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Tasia. I am back. And you know what? I want to know if you vibe with your friends. Do you have the type of friendship that you know everything or almost everything about your friends, especially the ones you consider your best friends? So this week we're actually going to be kind of setting you up for success, some things to think about. And if you don't know these things, it's perfectly fine, but if you do, you are a best friend. So definitely share some of these questions with your friends, your family. Definitely share this podcast. We definitely want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to hear it. All right, here we go. First question, what are they afraid of? Second question, where can you always find them? What's been their greatest accomplishment? What's their biggest disappointment? Fifth question, where would we go or where would y'all go if you could go on a vacation? Now, you should be able to answer that. Sixth question, describe their perfect day. Who would they invite on a fantasy dinner party? When did y'all meet? Now, you better be able to answer that, y'all. Back then, did you think that y'all would be friends this long? What was their most embarrassing moment? What fashion decision was their biggest mistake? Name the song that they love singing in the car with you the most. Do y'all have like a theme song? Who was this person's biggest crush when y'all were younger? And let's assume that y'all have known each other for a while. But if not, then who's their biggest celeb crush? Why do you think y'all get along? Which game or reality show would you do or y'all be best on together? Number 16. Is there a smell that reminds you of that person? Now, that's pretty weird, but that's real close if y'all are best friends. Name three things that y'all completely agree on. 19. If they became president, do you think that they would do it first or you would do it first? And last question, as always, you feel me? Crazy little stuff like that. Those are the types of questions you definitely want to ask your best friends for the summer, especially if you're doing vacationing with them or many things to know. It's always good to kind of see where y'all are. And you know what? When you resonate with someone you consider your best friend, your life is in harmony. Y'all are both on the same page. Maybe some of those things that you thought that they were afraid of, etc., have updated. So continue to communicate. Communication is a great way to keep and build a friendship or relationship. All right, y'all. It's been your girl, Tasia, and listen to the next segment. My name is Tasia.
And I'm Farron.
And this is Millennial Frequency. If you're listening and you're like one of our regular listeners, we're actually doing it a little bit different this week. We're doing it on live, Facebook Live specifically. So this is going to be a little fun. But how you been today, Farron?
I'm live. What about you?
Okay, I've been cool. I don't know how to answer that. I'm live. Okay. You're alive, like you're alive, or you're live, like L-I-V-E?
I'm alive, like...
Oh, okay. I thought you was like, I'm live. I was like, okay.
No, I'm alive. I'm living.
Gotcha.
I'm living right now.
You living. Okay. You're not dead. That's awesome. Well, y'all, thanks for tuning in. Jamel, you said you can't see her. I'm not quite sure why. It's weird. But thank y'all for tuning in. We're doing an episode about ride or die chicks today. Have you ever been a ride or die chick? And this specific...
I need a ride or die chick.
Hey.
You know that song?
I do. Is there a way we can like insert that? Like that'd be dope. But that's the theme song. Like that's the wave. And particularly with Jesse Williams and his ex-wife, they're actually kind of going through this alimony battle, which sucks, but it's just what it is, what it is. And so our topic specifically is centered around his wife wanting alimony for basically all of the money that she kind of put forward for him to be the man he is today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about it. And hopefully you all can kind of come in and bring in your thoughts about it as well. First, how do you feel about that, Farron?
Oh, see, I'm a Libra, so I can see both sides. I mean, she was with him through in the gym, so...
Yeah, right.
I think from my understanding, like, I don't know, she's a teacher, right?
Yeah, they both were teachers. He was a teacher, she was a teacher.
She kind of supported him in his dream of being an actor, and, you know, I mean, she was there. I don't know. I feel like if that's the case and she was supporting him at the moment at one point in time before he came up, she might deserve a little something, you know?
She deserve a lot. Have you seen Acrimony?
With Tyler Perry movie?
Yes.
No. Okay, my friend Cachet was here like weekends ago. She watched it, but I was like, no, I ain't gonna watch it. I just waited to the end because I just wanted to see the boy sing. It was just funny to me, but...
I mean, so like, it's based...
I know what it's about. Okay. I know what it's about.
Okay, so you know what it's about. So like, for our audience, basically... Acrimony is a very dramatic story about a man who has an invention, and it takes a lot of money for him to engineer it. It takes a lot of years to engineer this brainchild of his. And in order to actually manifest what it is he wants, it actually took him over 20 years and for his wife to actually work a full-time job while he's at home, like pounding the pavement on whatever it is he wants to do. And so her family is disappointed. She's sold the mortgage to her house. She's working by herself a full-time job. I think she even pulled a part-time job at some point. She was just doing so much to help fund his dream and to support their family. So when he finally got that opportunity, by that time she was fed up and she was ready to get a divorce. And once he got a divorce, that's when lights and bells, everything great happened in his life. And at that point, they're not together. So he had married someone else, and that really pissed her off. So hopefully that kind of like condenses the entire story. But the reason I brought it up in contrast to this is just shooting in the gym with somebody, you know, helping them get to that next level. And it doesn't feel good to be in a space where you don't want to be, but it feels good to know that you may be there one day. But it sucks when your significant other is like, hey, I don't even want to be with you anymore. And so,
But the thing with Acrimony, though, he did pay her, what, $10 million still?
Yeah, he paid her. Hey, Flatrice, he paid her, but he didn't stay with her. But she didn't want him. What?
She got the money. That's all that matters. He didn't want her at that point. Just take the money, girl.
But she wanted to live the life with him. She wanted to be happy in love with him, with the money.
At least you got the money.
Look, I'm on the same page. I would have just wanted the money at that point too, but clearly she wanted the money in him. And that's, I guess, the plight. We don't know all the dynamics of their particular relationship, marriage, but we know enough to know that she was shooting with him in the gym. She had his two kids. Yeah. She married him. She was with him when he was a teacher, when he didn't have any money, helped support his dreams to get to L.A., and now she's asking for $100,000 a month for spousal support and child support, and he ain't feeling it.
Well, I think he said he already pays her $100,000 when she wanted to lower it, but she wants more. Plus, she wants her legal fees paid. So she just got approved for $60,000 worth of her legal fees to be paid. So it's like, okay, $100,000 is a lot, though. Like,
it is a lot of money.
Month.
Well, okay, so what do you think she should do as far as getting her money back? Should he just give her a big lump sum?
Maybe a lump. I mean, that might hurt less for him. Or maybe a monthly. I mean, but with alimony, explain this to me. Alimony, are they going to be playing this for life to them, or is it a cutoff date for the alimony? I know child support is going to continue, but alimony, is it a cutoff for that?
I have no clue. I think the way alimony kind of works is it depends. It's in spurts. So I don't even fully know.
I feel like it should cut off at some point. When you look at that, or you look at like Mary J. Blige, like she shouldn't have to pay Kenzo for life.
You know what? Speaking of Mary J.
She shouldn't have to pay this lady for life for alimony, of course, child support. There should be a cutoff at some point.
I agree. How long do you think? Because, I mean, she held him down for years. I think she was with him for over 10 or 15 years. So do I just pay you $100,000 for like a year? Nah, man. No, you got to keep paying me.
We can cut her off at the 10 to 15 years. Or we can cut her off at the glow up point. Cut her off then. So she was with him for 10 years. After the 11th year group. Pay up for 10 years, I guess. That's a lot of money. I don't know.
It is a lot of money.
And it's just, but, it's a sucky situation all together, because when you're in the beginning with somebody, especially relationship-wise, you want to grow with them, you want to build with them, and if they aren't able to, if y'all aren't able to make it, it does suck to watch, you know, them be with someone else. I think that's another part of it. It's not just the money. Can we have an honest conversation about it just not being about the money? It's also this idea that you're going to spend this money in lifestyle with someone else. Like, all this stuff we built, just think about it like this. Michelle Obama was at some point higher in standard over Barack, and then all of a sudden Barack is the president, and then he's with somebody else, and you gotta watch that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it, but I like his new girlfriend, by the way. I think they make a cute couple. Taylor Page,
she is nice.
Super cute. But okay, I can kind of see that, because I had a situation where I had this boyfriend that, oh my god, it's trash. The one that I broke up with before I moved to Dallas. And for a while, he had was supposed to start this oil job working in Oklahoma, and it's supposed to pay a lot of money. And he quit his job too soon, and that's when gas was hella cheap, so they kept pushing back his start date. So I was helping his ass out for months, and then once we broke up, he started the job. And I remember one time he had called me. He was like, oh, don't you wish you would have stayed with me a little bit longer? If you would have stayed with me a little bit longer, then you would have did this, that, and that. I'm like, man, fuck you. Okay, I don't need you. I'm so glad I don't have you. I don't want this. I don't want it. But, yeah, he was trying to rub it in my face. Like, oh, if you would have just stayed a little bit longer, then you could have enjoyed this.
That's immature to even mention it and bring it up. If you would have stayed, no, I don't have to stay with you.
Yeah.
But you should have asked him for a receipt since you got it, you know.
I did. I said, well, give me some money.
Send that PayPal request.
That helped you out with. Give me the money. No. Well, I'm not waiting anymore, but it ain't coming.
Dang.
But I guess it could be frustrating if you really love that person and you see them grow up.
Like,
after you were struggling with their asses for so long.
You struggling.
You gotta move on.
So, I guess the next question would be, are you down to ride or die? Do you feel like you're going to give your all when you're actually in that relationship? Why?
I've been through it and it sucks. I'm not trying to be nobody else's ride or die chick. Fuck that. I'll meet you past the finish line. Once you finish, hit me up.
So you...
It's too much.
So you
doing it with the wrong person.
No, I feel that. If you're building with the wrong person, I feel like you shouldn't be ride or dying with anybody outside of, like, marriage, honestly. Like, there's no true commitment to even consider if you're not trying to build with this person lifelong. Like, if y'all just on some boyfriend-girlfriend stuff, this person could leave any day.
Yeah.
So, I agree. It definitely depends on the person. Then you got your own life. Why is this person putting you at risk? Why are they putting you at risk to lose it all? Like, I get it, especially from the artist realm where it's like ups and downs, unstable jobs, all of that. But at the same time, I'm not going to put you in a position where I do get on that I'm just going to kind of drop you and kind of make you feel a certain type of way about it. Are you obligated to stay with that person even if the love isn't there? Because I feel like that's kind of what happened with Jesse. Hey, Joseph.
No, you're not obligated. Mm-mm. You're not obligated. Don't get into the situation. If the love isn't there, get out. Just leave. You're not.
But what if you was feeling that way? What if you was feeling that way already? But you needed their money. But you needed their money and they helped. No, but that's real life. Like, there are people that are living with each other right now. What's good, Joseph? So what's going on right now is we're having a conversation. Me and Farron have a podcast called Millennial Frequency. And we are discussing the Jesse Williams situation. His wife is asking for alimony. She's right now she's getting $100,000 a month for spousal support and child support, and she actually wants more. But here's the twist. She was riding and dying with him when he was just a school teacher and he was just this hungry artist. So does she deserve the money? Because she was with him. She gave him two kids. She put a lot of her own dreams and careers to the side. And now she's kind of mad. She want her money. Now you out here with Taylor Page. Shout out to Taylor Page. You out here with her looking good and stuff.
They in Africa.
Why I can't be in Africa?
Let's give her 7 years. 7 is a good amount. She is 7 years for alimony, but she still gets that child support too. She goes, what, she gonna get like $50K?
I need
child support.
Child support is till you 18, honey. So that child support keep coming in till they both 18.
Okay. The child support keep coming in, so she gets 7 years on alimony, and then you just live off that child support and your teacher's salary.
She didn't even want to be a teacher still. She wanted other stuff to do. See, Joseph.
Well, she can do that for her dream.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the game. Eddie Murphy said it best in Raw. Half. Okay. I need half of it. Hey, DeAsia. We need half of the money. Because I helped build you up. Yeah, you're the person who's doing the work. Like Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams is going through the same thing with Kevin Hunter. Or Kelvin Hunter.
Hold on, that's a different story. Oh. Fuck him.
Oh. What makes him different?
Okay, so Kev was openly cheating on her, going on vacations and doing all of this stuff. He's cheating. It cuts it off.
Yeah, that's for 10 years at that. For 10 full years, he was cheating on her. Dang.
So, null and void, you don't get no money.
I mean,
exactly, yeah.
He don't need half. I'm not agreeing that he does, but I'm saying that it's a similar situation, and this is why I'm saying it's a similar situation. Outside of him cheating, which in most states they will honor that, when you're building with a person, like from a business aspect, you deserve that. Like Wendy Williams, listen, she's the voice, she's the face. But he's also one of the executive producers. He also done it, the deals behind. So I'm not talking about from the relationship standpoint. I'm talking from the business aspect. Like, I helped you build your brand.
Yeah.
D said the baby was the straw. Yeah. Hey, Dominique Matthews. The baby was the straw.
Yeah. But with Jesse Williams and his wife, I could see her getting asked, like, if she was there from the beginning, she can get half. He's an actor. He'll make more, I guess, you know.
He
get paid with like $500,000 a month. So
we don't know how much he getting paid.
That's what I read.
He gets
around $500,000.
Oh, okay. I mean, this is what, for Grey's Anatomy, or is this another project?
Just Grey's. I ain't seen him on that news. Oh, he do got something coming out with Michael Eaton, which I can't wait to see. I've been waiting to see them in a movie together.
Okay, so you're supporting their household. That's good to know.
Messy. Yeah. Then there's the other thing with the child support. Like, they say, like, kids have to stay in that type of lifestyle. So that's why that when people split up, they get that much for child support. Which, yeah, I can see that, because you don't want your kids, like, I hate being mom because mom got no money, like.
I totally agree. I was having a conversation with some friends about that. Like, if you are the part of the rich and famous and then mom is in the projects, that doesn't match.
Yeah. Kids are just not going to want to be there, and it's kind of sucky for that parent because they got to listen to them complain. You know, I don't know. It just makes the parent feel bad, I guess.
It makes the parent look bad. It makes it look like you're not equivalent. Yeah. Let me see. DeAsia said something here. He can get his manager profits, yes, but he should be paying her child support and no spousal support for either, because they both pay. I agree. I actually agree. She's referencing Wendy and Kelvin. Yeah, all he needs is the money from the actual things he's done. Because that's his job, and that's what makes it tricky when you're working with your spouse. So just be careful on that.
Yeah, that's why I don't Like, don't make your spouse your manager. Like, keep that separate because it just gets messy.
Monique.
If y'all split up.
Huh? I said Monique.
Monique? Listen, Monique ain't gonna listen to nobody but Danny. So.
So messy. I mean, and I was telling Farron the other day that he was on Fat Girls. I was like, dang, he been around for a while. Then I saw him on, what's her name? Flex Washington's wife. They were both in that music video. Yes.
Shanice used to go with him?
No, Shanice invited Monique and her husband in one of her music videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's random. So I was just saying that to say that he's been around for a long time because he looked young and had hair then.
I don't know. You know he gonna be like he was shooting with her in the gym. No, you wouldn't.
No, but they were best friends. She said that they've been best friends their whole life. Like went to high school together and everything.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. D said, yes, I hate it for Mary J. Girl, don't even get me started. Lil Boosie does it. How does Lil Boosie do it?
What he do? They have?
He had a lot of baby mamas. It's a sticky situation.
It is. And then hopefully it's not a thing where it's like, I'm bitter and I want all I can get from your ass because you left me.
I feel like it's always going to be a little bit of that.
Sacrifice and you left me with, I don't know why he left, why they broke up. You left me at the drop of a dime. Swallow my tears. Stood by your side. I should have left your ass alone.
I would feel the same. I'm not going to lie. I'm not about to be happy unless you were toxic. Yeah. But anyway, y'all, get into the comment section. We usually kind of wrap up around our 20-minute mark. Y'all have any comments about this Jesse Williams situation? We are also randomly discussing Mary J. Blige as well as Kelvin Hunter and Wendy Williams. D got a lot to say. D said, want to read it?
Yeah, I said, Lil Boosie lives in a mansion and baby mama's live in shacks and Baton Rouge in the hood. Damn. So, do the kids live with Boosie or?
Some of them.
What? I don't know what the rules are for Louisiana. But they were married, though, so I guess I could see them living like that.
Boosie is heartless.
Huh?
So, he's heartless.
I hope them kids live, because I all the baby mamas drop them off at the house and ride out. Take care of them.
Okay, look. Why the baby mamas got to be living in shacks? That's sad. I'm not even saying
that. Living in the shack, the kids are living with you.
It's not even about them living with you. It's like, why do I have to live? in a shack. Oh. That's so bad. It's beyond the kids. It's beyond the kids for real. It's really beyond the kids for me. She says he tell them on live that his kids don't want to live. don't want to live with. He has six baby mamas. Oh, I'm crying.
It's me now. I'm gonna ring the doorbell and let the door step.
No, I'm coming too.
You coming in?
I'm coming in and I'm gonna have a bag in my hand. You not gonna leave me to be in this shack and roaches everywhere and stuff. I got a baby by Boosie, but I'm living in a shack.
Right. What? That don't make no sense.
I mean, you can live, you don't have to live the rich and famous life, but I feel like you should be living in a project still if you got a baby by Boosie. That's not really, that's not right to me.
Yeah, it's not.
He has partial custody. Okay. And yeah, I mean, different baby daddies, baby mama situation, you know, less life. But y'all, thank you all for listening. Hold on. D also said he got acres and he built a pool for et cetera for the kids. So he built all this stuff just for the kids.
Just for them to be over there partially. Let them live with you.
What kind of lifestyle is that? And before we get off, how do y'all feel about that? How do you feel about one parent living one type of lifestyle and the other living another? If you have the means to make sure that not necessarily y'all on the same plight, but y'all have both comfortable spaces, would you help the person that helped you create a child, would you do that? Is that your responsibility? Get into the comment section. What you think, Farron? Would you, if you had a whole bunch of money, you could do it, would you help that baby daddy of yours?
I mean, are the kids with me? If the kids are with me, then no.
The kids are not with you, so you just gonna let them.
On my foot, because you know people expect that the mother to take on that role if the couple splits. Mother usually takes the kids. So, but if I'm just like not wanting the kids, then yeah, I guess I have to pay child support.
I just don't feel comfortable knowing that you're living like. Not okay, if you live in an apartment, cool, but like if you live in the projects, we got to do something about that. Even if I have the kids 75% of the time, I don't want my kids to see you bumming.
Yeah, he could buy like an apartment building and put all the baby mamas in that nice ass apartment building, and they can have different units with the mamas and the kids, or he can do a whole little neighborhood of nice houses. He can like. Freaking flip a couple houses and put them in there.
Put them in a big old house. God rest his soul. What was his name? From Atlanta? Yeah. He died. But he got, I cannot think of his song. Shawty Lowe. Shawty Lowe was going to do that. He had a whole bunch of baby mamas. I think they was all living under one house.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm seeing these to talk to you. He can have them because the moms be holding the kids from them. But I think you should help to an extent if you're not able to stable parent take them until you get yourself together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, his baby mamas will kill each other. I'm sure. But y'all, thank y'all for listening, watching. If you didn't get a chance to watch the entire episode, definitely check it out tomorrow. It should be out on all of the major streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. What else? SoundCloud. We still on SoundCloud? I'm going to ask you that.
We on Anchor, Pocket Casts.
All of that good stuff. Just look us up. And if you don't find it, then, you know, you didn't try hard enough.
IG page, you'll see a link and a link up. Pull up all the links wherever located. So wherever you like to listen to podcasts, click that link and listen to it there.
Tell them our Instagram and stuff.
Our Instagram is Millennial Frequency. On Facebook, it's Millennial Frequency Podcast. On Twitter, it's Millennial Freak, FREQ1.
Awesome, y'all. If you want to follow me, you follow me on Instagram as I_am_TEZYA. And also, it will be my Twitter account as well.
And I am Sofrio. Sofrio _A7 on Instagram. Bohemian Baddie on Twitter. And Farron Monique Jackson on Facebook.
Absolutely, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to this real quick segment of Millennial Frequency. We're out. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Millennial Frequency. As always, we appreciate your listening and your engagement. We definitely want you to make sure that you're following us on all social media platforms. So where can they find us, Farron?
You can find us on Instagram under Millennial Frequency, on Facebook, Millennial Frequency Podcast, and on Twitter as Millennial Freak, FREQ1.
Absolutely. And if you want to find us on our personal pages as well on social media, you can find me on Instagram as well as Twitter as I_am_TEZYA.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram, Sofrio_87, Facebook, Farron Monique Jackson, and on Twitter as Bohemian Baddie or Rasta Farron. Yeah, and then also, if you want to email us questions or have any feedback or anything, you can also hit up our email account, which is millennialfrequency18@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Is there anything you want to hear, something that we haven't talked about, a very specialty topic that you're just burning for us to have a discussion about? Definitely get in the comment section or DM us or email us as well.
Yes, and make sure you hit the link in the bio to get the platforms on where we're posted. And check us out.
Check us out. Okay, guys, I hope you have a great day. Stay blessed. And as always, you were listening to Millennial Frequency. I'm Tasia.
And I am Farron.
And we're out.